Hi everyone, this is Amitabh. Welcome to Man Walks into a Rabbit Hole. Not so sure this is really a rabbit hole, right? But did want to talk about something which struck me as very odd, right? So I was reading something on Twitter and then somebody said, I have stopped buying Jio products because I don't want to support Reliance and whatever. I mean, some complicated train of thought like that. And it extended to political ideology where there was obviously the thread that Jio might have a political connection to the government and so on and so forth. All of this is beside the point, right? Honestly, in my view, I mean, while the connection is fairly tenuous, let's assume it is there or not there. My point is, I call this as tokenism, right? I call this business as tokenism. And before everyone jumps at me or anybody jumps at me and tells me, look, tokenism is important and you are disrespecting it, let me give a real personal example, right? For many years, for many years, so I am a poet. I read a lot of poetry. And for many years, I did not read Pablo Neruda because I do consider him a rapist. And I do consider him in some form or shape disrespectful to the womankind, and I also felt that in his head there was no penance or there was no penitence in his head, which means there was no remorse. So it's okay. I'm not saying it's okay. Actually, it sounds very weird. We all make mistakes, right? We all do strange things, like we break traffic signals. We sometimes inadvertently crush insects. We do all sorts of mistakes which are unintentional. If you have remorse, I don't think it brings back the dead insect, right? I think the dead insect is still dead. But what it does is it explains it. It's a bit of value signaling in a good way, because it explains to the world around you, which is, let's say, your spouse, your child, your friend, your colleagues, your whoever else is watching you, it explains to them that, look, you have a value system and your internal value system is telling you that what you did was wrong. And when people don't do it, like Pablo Neruda actually celebrated whatever wrongdoings he did, he celebrated it in a series of essays and posts. I actually think that is very weird. I mean, I actually think, or I thought and I think that it was very weird. Stack and wind. So we started with tokenism. I jumped onto Pablo Neruda. I'll give another example. So for many years, almost for 10, 15 years, I did not listen to Michael Jackson, right? And I like his songs. I mean, back in 86, 87, when I first started listening to music, Michael Jackson was a huge influence on my musical taste. Michael Jackson, Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones was his producer. And even today, I think Quincy Jones is one of the finest producers the world has ever seen in terms of music. Again, beside the point. What's the point I'm trying to make? I'm trying to say that, look, even I have engaged in tokenism, right? And over the years, especially the last 2 years or 3 years, I had a series of reads and conversations which convinced me that this sort of tokenism, especially when it is related to an artist or an art form, actually doesn't work, right? Because I don't think it makes a difference to anybody that I don't read Pablo Neruda. I don't think it makes a difference to anybody that I don't listen to Michael Jackson. Also, in this example, there is this broader argument that can you please separate the art and the artist and the acts, right? Which means in all these two examples, the acts have been of a predatory nature, or at least the accusations have been of a predatory nature. I won't say acts because we don't know what really happened, but the accusations have been of a predatory nature, and the evidence seems to suggest that something weird did happen. Now, if this is correct, and one more example comes to my mind, and I like to digress, and I think digressing is very good in a conversation because that's how we learn. But one more example which comes to my head is Roman Polanski and the whole story right there. So Roman Polanski was accused of having consensual sex with, if I'm not mistaken, a 14 or a 15 year old, and for a long time, and I think even now he's probably a fugitive from the US, right? And in all three examples, so would you, for example, or would I, for example, give up on Roman Polanski's movies because we think he did something reprehensible, or we think Michael Jackson could have done something reprehensible, or Pablo Neruda did do something reprehensible? In all three cases, the point I was trying to highlight was, look, I have also taken part in tokenism. But my tokenism is exactly similar to somebody sitting on tweeting saying, I stopped my Jio SIM 2 years ago because I don't want to support Reliance, and I don't want to hence support, let's say, the current government. My worry here, and the rabbit hole, and this potentially is a rabbit hole, right? My worry is, how is your message reaching the person, right? So there's a bit of value signaling going on, which means you're trying to tell the people around you that these are the values I believe in, and hopefully because you are doing it, you are first of all reconfirming your stand. Secondly, which means you saying I won't use Jio is reconfirming that you don't believe in the current government for whatever reasons you might have. And it also probably encourages a few others to do the same. The point though is, really, we have to take a more measured approach to these sort of resistances, right? This resistance is quite literally what I call a tokenism in the negative way, right? I mean, tokenism is also sometimes used as an ugly word, right? Or a reprehensible, not a reprehensible, but an ugly word. It has an ugly connotation. And these are the examples, including the ones which were mine, actually illustrate the wrong connotations, right? Which means, really, if we wanted to resist against the current government, if we wanted to resist against Pablo Neruda or his acts, or if we wanted to resist against Michael Jackson and his acts, it doesn't help if just you and I and three people in the whole world choose to publicly or in a social media context give up on either their product or their art, right? It doesn't help at all, in my view. What do we ideally want, right? We want to stop reprehensible behavior, which means we want artists like Michael Jackson in the future to be very respectful of their power and use it very wisely and not use it in what could be deemed as wrong ways. Second, we want them to not only respect civil liberties, but also respect moral and ethical guidelines which we as a society might have laid, right? And I think broadly society gets it right, right? I mean, while it's very debatable whether moral and ethics within the society are correct or wrong, I think for 95% of the time, society broadly gets it right. There's rarely an error in the broader fundamental values within society. Again, so let's do a stack and bind. So does tokenism work? My sense is it doesn't. tokenism is quite literally tokenism in this example or these set of examples, because all you're doing is actually you have converted that little bit of value signaling to virtue signaling and you have lost the plot, right? And honestly, I don't think it makes a jack shit of difference to Reliance. It doesn't make a jack shit of difference to Pablo Neruda. It doesn't make a jack shit of difference to Michael Jackson that you chose not to listen or subscribe to their products. I call this private tokenism, right? So in my lingo, this is private tokenism. Let's take another example, right? And just to complete this topic of rabbit holes around this topic, right? We sometimes do tokenism of a different kind at workplaces, right? So we will, for example, take the extra effort to hire a differently abled person into our team. We will take the effort of hiring a different caste or a race into our team. We will take the effort of doing a positive affirmation or a positive affirmation for, let's say, women or other disadvantaged sectors within a particular society. So in some societies, women are first citizens, but in many societies, they're not. And we have to recognize that and accept it. Now, as we do limited or positive affirmations for these sectors, these categories, that also is tokenism, right? But I call this the public side of tokenism. And what these public side of tokenism actually rely on, or what they do very well, is they do the value signaling very meaningfully. And I use value signaling usually as a phrase in a positive sense. And I use virtue signaling usually in a negative sense. So rarely have I said virtue signaling in a positive connotation. And rarely have I said value signaling in a negative connotation. I think value signaling overall always has a lot of merit, right? So this tokenism where we are hiring a slightly disadvantaged or a differently abled person into our team, while in a real sense has a similar impact to the geo problem, right? So we hiring one person who doesn't see or hear well doesn't make a difference to, let's say, the 100 million people in this world who are differently abled, right? It doesn't make a huge difference. It's not even a drop in the ocean, right? It's not even that, which means we have to be honest that we are actually making zero or no difference to the problem. But with the value signaling, we are encouraging our watchers, people who are watching us, to recognize and to educate ourselves about the situation. Second, we are encouraging them to take the positive steps, hopefully. Third, we are increasing the empathy and the education around the problem, right? So we are increasing people's awareness around the problem, right? So if we did three or four of these benefits, I think this sort of tokenism still is bang for the buck, right? Because we are getting something back. We are still moving ahead. And we are able to make a slight bit of difference or a dent into the universe. That's it overall from tokenism perspective or a rabbit hole perspective. I often wonder, and I'm now aware, right? I'm aware of my own shallowness, my own hollow behavior, where I sometimes tokenize just for the heck of it, right? And Pablo Neruda or Michael Jackson is clearly that category where I was really value signaling, actually probably virtue signaling in a strange way, which was horrible, right? And versus, like right now, I haven't yet started reading Pablo Neruda again, but in the last 3 or 4 months, I've started listening to Jackson again. And is that good or bad? I don't know. But it's almost after 15 years that I'm listening to Jackson again. He has found a place in my playlist again. But that's really my view. And that's where I am. So that's the rabbit hole. So tokenism, in summary, in my head, works if you're doing value signaling and you're doing what I call as public tokenism. Tokenism doesn't work if you're doing private tokenism, which is basically an individual doing some random shit on the sidelines. And it is essentially virtue signaling. I mean, that's my rabbit hole. I'm not saying these are right views. I actually think this is really, again, one of those things I know very little about. But I think about it because it's important that we participate in these processes within the society with a thought and a belief, right? I think there's no sense in hiring a differently abled person if you don't really believe in it. So I genuinely believe that positive affirmation helps. I genuinely believe that we have to make this world not just for ourselves, but also a happy and a secure and a nice place for everyone else, which is animals, which is differently abled people, which are... There's also the disadvantage, right? So we might have the basic source to buy a meal or a drink, but there are enough people who don't have that, right? And if we can make this world a slightly happier and a more inclusive place for people who are disadvantaged in all ways and manners, it does make the world a slightly better place, is my honest view. And I think that's where tokenism might help. Long chat. That's about really it on this rabbit hole. As always, wishing all of you a lot of happiness and joy. And that's it from me. It's a wrap. Thank you.